drives, cruising on a high life, spending all of my time kicking with you, honey, with you. Ooh, honey, with you. Oh, ooh. Welcome to Faith and Freedom. I'm Chimene Nugent. You know, for Christians, Easter holds a profound spiritual significance. It commemorates the wrongful conviction of Jesus Christ, his crucifixion, and his miraculous resurrection. It's a time of renewal and hope as believers celebrate the victory of life over death and the promise of eternal salvation. The celebration of Easter is also a reminder of the transformative power of faith and the capacity we have to rise above challenges and find strength and purpose in the midst of adversity. Centuries after the crucifixion of Jesus came the fall of the Roman Empire. Bread and circuses was a phrase used to describe the government bribing and distracting its people with free bread and entertainment, like gladiator contests and chariot races, so they weren't starving, bored, and restless. The arrest of President Donald Trump during Holy Week is a great distraction. Entertainment. Who wouldn't want to see a former president in handcuffs and maybe even jail? But could this be a distraction from something even more sinister? The fall of America? Our government, it seems, is doing everything they can to destroy our country. Millions of migrants, some with deadly fentanyl designed to kill you and your family, are coming across our borders using your resources and tax dollars and into your taxpayer-funded communities, into your children's schools. Your hard-earned money is going to fund a proxy war in a country you probably couldn't even locate on a globe. But Hunter Biden could. President Joe Biden left billions of taxpayer-funded military equipment in Afghanistan, and he shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. And of course, then there was the COVID pandemic. Has all of this been to divert your attention from the destruction of the dollar and a new central bank digital currency that's designed to track your every move? Like the bread and circuses of ancient Rome, our eyes are being distracted with drag queen story time for kids at public libraries and arresting pastors and presidents for bogus charges. Joining us to discuss is retired Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers. Pete, welcome.
It is great to be here, Chimene. I finally get to meet you.
I am so happy.
I get to meet you.
Yes. Now talk about that. You met my husband where and when?
So this was to be May, June, Summer of 2004, we were in a base camp in Iraq, in the middle of Iraq. There weren't that many of us. And he showed up with Toby Keith and just a couple speakers, and they showed up on a armored vehicle in the middle of the desert, essentially, and entertained us. And it was pretty amazing. I went down there. I was wearing not this hat, but one like it. I think I was the only person in the audience, and my command, of course, got a case, and they didn't like it. But I had to show my support for my fellow Okie, Toby Keith. And then, of course, here shows up a guy on stage with a bow with an arrow in it and fires it across the compound into a pre-planned target and hit it pretty well. And I tried to hire him on as a sniper for us, but he couldn't stay.
Ah, I heard so many stories about that and some that I'm not sure that I can talk about. But did you recognize anything else on his belt that was on his body? Did you know that?
No, I didn't. You know, I was doing security that day, so I kind of, you know.
Well, put it this way.
Their vehicles.
Put it this way. He was doing security as well. Oh. So, and I hear the higher-ups. I hear the higher-ups weren't all that pleased with that fact. But thank you for your service, Pete. Thank you so much for what you've been doing, what you are doing right now. You're retired, but now you're on a different mission. Talk about that.
Oh, sister, we have stepped in it, and it's. I just had this conversation right before you with a friend of both of ours, and this is a moment such as this, you know, an Esther moment that we were created for. All those years of training, 39 years in the service, you know, as an enlisted guy, got out, went to college, 9/11 happened, came back, became a doctor, went to Special Forces Unit, became a Green Beret. All of that training, all of those experiences, the wisdom, the good judgment, the bad judgment, the learning moments were for a moment such as this. And it seems so chaotic. And a lady wrote a book one time about the Green Berets, Miss Robinson. She wrote a book. It's called The Masters of Chaos. And in chaos, the first rule is you got to control the controllables. And that is so easily said, so difficult to do. And so that's where we're at. There's lots of lines of effort coming against us, but we've got somebody on our side. Well, not somebody. We have the creator of the universe on our side. And I think we're going to come through okay. But it was a moment such as this that we're created for.
Absolutely. I always quote Esther 4:14 at the end of my show. We were born for such a time as this. And, you know, I've learned a lot from watching my husband speaking out in the 80s, 70s and 80s. He told me when he was doing radio interviews, people would tell him, don't talk about guns and hunting. Just talk about your music. And he said, I can't do that. So we've been married 34 years, and I've seen him get a lot of criticism for that. And now it's caused me to do this show. I'm banned, Pete. Get this. I'm banned on Twitter permanently, even with Elon, but Ted is not. So it tells me that I'm onto something. I think they're coming after Christian conservatives. And Ted doesn't speak about his faith that much. I do. And I think that it shows that, you know, we are on the right path. And if we have our eyes on God, then, and we're children of God, we know that our purpose is to do God's good work, despite the face of evil, which we are facing today. So you said control the controllables. What can we control today?
Right. So the thing that's right in front of you, whatever it is that you do, if you grow things, because the sovereignty and the freedom is in the solution. You know the solution. You just don't know it. I didn't know it. When I got out of uniform, I spent all my time looking through a tunnel vision of being a combatant or being attached to a combatant one way or another. I was carrying a rifle. We control in times of chaos. And this is what I'm talking about in times of chaos. So I'll give an example and it'll be easier to describe. When my parachute malfunctions and I'm flying through the sky at terminal velocity, 120 miles an hour into the ground, I have to do the first thing, the first emergency procedure to right that chute or pull the reserve in seconds sometimes. And I can't be thinking about or be afraid of what could possibly happen at the bottom, because it ain't the fall that kills you, it's the sudden stop, right? So that first emergency procedure is the controllable that I can control. It's the first thing. It's my 50 meter target. You know, hunters will understand this. You got long distance targets and you got one up front. Well, if the one up front is about to kill you, you got to take care of that one first. And in this case, if it's a person, you know, in these small groups that I talk to around Texas and these different communities, these concerned citizens groups, neighborhood watch programs, whatever it is, I tell them, even if you're 80 years old and all you can do is canned preserves, then teach people how to can preserves, right? Control those controllables, because we have to be prepared to go through, in the most dangerous course of action, some dark times. I pray not, but I also know what the enemy's doing, and I've spent decades honing the career of being a warrior, and I know what it looks like, and it's and not on my watch. It's not happening on my watch, not in this country. But if it does come, then I want people to be prepared to control. It takes your mind off the fear too, and that's the other part. Then you can focus on pulling that reserve, if you will.
That's great advice. So what is your take on President Trump's arrest?
Well, just like you alluded to with the significance of the season that we're in, it was unlawful. It's unjust. And we cannot allow ourselves. This is really important to understand. The enemy, be it Marxists, be it communists, be it privateer corporations, transhumanists, whatever the enemy is doing to us, which is all principalities, rulers of darkness stuff. If what they're trying to do is create emotion in us that creates fear, they're succeeding. So when we see something like that, the unlawful arrest of a former president, something that is so heinous and so criminally wrong for charges that are probably, I won't use the word trumped up because you're talking about his name, but probably not valid. if it elicits emotion in me and makes me angry and makes me want to fight and makes me want to separate from other Americans under this bell curve of Americans, whether a little bit left or a little bit right. I'm not talking about extremist stuff here. I'm just talking about Americans who take care of their neighbors. Where I grew up in Tornado Alley, if a town got squashed by a tornado, we went over and helped them. Mm-hmm. I responded to Hurricane Katrina. I watched what happened down there. It was heinous what people did to each other. We need to unite, and uniting we do out of love, because the truest virtue of a warrior, took me 39 years to figure this out, is love. John 15:13. It is not hate. We don't operate on hate. We love who's next to us and who's behind us. And it's that Trump is a person, but he's representing humanity. He's representing American ideals.
And he's not perfect, but none of us are. But as Ephesians 6:12 says, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. And it seems like that's all the media is trying to put us against is each other. And, you know, when it comes down to it, like you said, if there's a hurricane or a tornado or anything, you don't stop and say, well, are you Democrat or Republican? And then I'm going to save you. We save each other. That's who we are as Americans. And we're so distracted, like I said in the open, with bread and circuses. And we're coming into this, you know, perhaps the fall of the dollar, the CBDC, which they're going to be able to control your every move. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's this thing right here, which I grew up most of my life not having, which is the noose around your neck. It is the comforts that they promise are the exact controls, measures that are going to be used and have been used. We're not guaranteed a life of comfort. God knows. I wanted to be just a regular doctor like my dad was and go do house calls in the country. But I had to put a uniform on again to go and protect what I thought was a mission that was worthy against some people that did some bad things to us. That turned into a 20-year adventure, which turned into where we're at. And there's so many lines of effort like you talk about. The COVID thing was just a drop in the bucket. It's this stuff right here which that led to, which is controlling us through our bank accounts and all that. And whatever they do, you know, I say bring it, because we're going to show by love and by unity how God is going to use us to defeat that evil. And it's going to take a while. It's not just going to be an overnight deal.
Absolutely. You know, something that's affecting our military, nearly 10,000 active duty Army soldiers have become obese since the pandemic. That's nearly a quarter of those forces. What are your thoughts on that?
That is part of the comfort thing I talked about. Our nation has allowed through large privateer corporations, it has allowed our children. You think about it. When I was a kid, I grew up in the, you know, I graduated high school in 82. There weren't a lot of kids that were overweight. We were all just kind of medium-sized kids. And over time, feeding these foods that are filled with GMOs, you know, genetically modified, and focusing on fast foods and things like that, and losing the resilience of the American farmer and the ability to grow your own things. And I'm big on that right now is, into permaculture and electroculture and teaching people how to take their yards and turn them into victory gardens. And I'm working with an outfit out of Florida, Freedom Farm Academies, which is teaching people, generations of people, kids, and then teaching their parents and then the subsequent kids when they grow up how to be self-sufficient, how to do the same things we could do. We could hunt fish. I mean, where I grew up and not that far from where I'm at now, we can do that. But that's a problem when it comes to recruiting now, because we're down about 25% on our recruiting needs to be able to protect this nation itself, the country. You know, the last 2 years I spent on the border with Texas and Mexico with 6,000 soldiers under me. And my job was to look for that needle in the needle stack. These are all part of this thing. So creating soldiers that can't fight, the comfort life, we need to get uncomfortable again. But when you do that, you'll see that when you produce things and you help your community, there's so much more satisfaction in that. And we've got to get there. The remnant's got to get there. We've got to step up and be the leaders.
And you said it, we are the remnants, and we are the ones to lead everyone else on this path. And it's interesting. I don't know if you knew this about me. I'm a bow hunter. And when I first met Ted 34 years ago, I was never around hunters or hunting or guns or even rock and roll. So that's a whole nother story. But I've learned to appreciate living off the land. We have a very different lifestyle. And years ago, I never really appreciated until now that living off the land is, like you said, gives us so much satisfaction that, I can feed my family with this. What are your thoughts on that?
That's the sovereignty thing I talk about. We don't have to ask permission for anything. We by the Constitution and by the laws of God, common laws, which were created way before our Constitution, but along the way, groups of people figured out that that's what works. That's why this nation was so great and can be, and still is in many, many aspects. But the ability to go out and to produce your own sustenance and to protect your own property and to protect your own self. Those things are God-given, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and they are so freeing. It is just amazing. But we're in a trap right now with the technology and the fact that we're going to have our money controlled. That's a trap.
Well, with people like you leading the way, Pete, God bless you. Thank you so much for being here. We're going to have you come back because there's so much more I want to talk to you about.
There's so much more, but I'll always be here, and we'll support you anytime we can.
Thank you again so much, and God bless. That's all we have for you today. Thank you guys so much for joining me. I'll be here every Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern. And remember, if you want to find out more about my book, Killer House, that's going to be launched in just a couple of weeks, you can get it on my email list. Just go to my website, ShemaineNugent.rocks, ROCKS, and you can subscribe to my newsletter. Mark your calendar, share this show. I'll be here every Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern. I hope you will too. And as Esther 4:14 says, perhaps you were born for such a time as this. God bless.